Welcome to The Sober Gay, a podcast about being sober in the LGBT community and beyond. I'm your host, Dylan Gay.
And yes, that is his last name.
Hello, Aubrey.
Hello, hello. It's been so long. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You're busy.
Yeah, I know. School has been fun. Sorry, you all. I know you've probably been waiting for an episode, and it is my fault, not Dylan's.
They've been waiting patiently, though. I've had a couple people DM me on Instagram, like, when's the next episode? I'm like, hey, I want you to put your pants on.
Don't you know there's a pandemic going on right
now? I know. We have COVID. Like, yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I do not have COVID at work. If you're listening to this, no, I do not.
Oh my God, I'll say it if I can get some free time off.
Right. Do I get PTO? Ooh.
No, just PTSD. Oh,
so true. So true.
True story. Was diagnosed in 2014. Hey, yo. What's our topic today?
So as we know, Labor Day just happened. And, you know, these holidays are always what? Times that we drank. So I think today is our Labor Day blowout sale.
It's our Labor Day blowout sale. So we're just going to just recap and just chit chat, talk about shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's been what, a month?
Since our last episode? Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. So there's a lot to talk about that's happened in the past month.
Yeah. What's going on with you?
Oh, well, as I said, I am in school. So I'm finishing up, hopefully 2 more years left, we'll see.
Power to you.
Yeah, everything is online thanks to COVID. It is probably the worst like situation I could be in, but I have to do it. I'm pushing through these last 2 semesters. My science classes from way long ago are gonna start dropping off, so I really need to push through this time and do it. But it just sucks to not have that interaction like you would in class.
Yeah, I don't know if I could be able to go on online school.
Yeah, our chemistry class, we literally keep our cameras off. There's no talking. It's just the teacher for 75 minutes straight.
No, if I'm on a Zoom call, I need the camera on so I can look at myself the right, whole time. What the right. hell am I supposed to do?
I need to know what I'm looking like. I need to know what's going on.
I don't even pay attention on Zoom calls. It's literally just me looking at myself for the whole extent of the call and then it's over.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I do the same thing. I like to just like stare at myself. I checked my hair last time this class. I was looking at my hair. I was like, is it looking good? I think it's fading. What are people thinking about me?
I'm loving your hair. You guys can't see, but he's got this beautiful cotton candy pink hair right now.
No,
and I'm loving it.
It was a happy mistake. It was supposed to be green. Yes, it's pink.
It's pink.
So yeah, the green did not take with the blonde for some reason. So I ended up putting like a light pink on top of it, and it came out with this like blue on top with that like deep pink on the bottom. And I was like,
my gosh.
I know. So everything just kind of happened. The green looked terrible on me.
Really?
So I'm glad it worked out this way. And everyone has complimented me.
I love
like,
it.
On it. Someone at Jelly recognized me, and Jelly is this breakfast place right down on 13th. So good.
I need to go.
Yes, you do. Their biscuits and gravy on point, and just had their hash for the first time. Amazing.
Can you have hash? You're a vegetarian.
Yeah. I can have hash.
Oh, okay.
It's not corned beef hash. It's a potato hash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It had like potatoes, cauliflower rice in it. Oh my gosh, broccoli. So good.
But so someone recognized you there and they said something about your hair.
Yeah. So yeah, they noticed me and they were like, I think I recognize you from your work. And I was like, no. And they were like, yeah, your hair, it just like caught my attention. I wanted to compliment you on it the last time I saw you. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. So they had their opportunity to do it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's see. It's Labor Day weekend. Well, it was Labor Day weekend this past weekend. Well, it's like, I was going to try and like ask you like what you feel about it, but this year it's different with coronavirus. There wasn't really a Labor Day weekend or a Memorial Day weekend. Like, people were doing it, but
it's crazy. At my work, we were slammed.
Really?
Oh my gosh. I was ready to cry. It was
that busy.
Yeah. I did. within 3 hours, 1,200 in sales.
All you service industry people know that that means he was running his booty off.
Yes, and I was not serving. I was dispatch at this time. So I was doing DoorDash orders.
Dispatch?
Order, dispatch. So DoorDash orders, pickup orders.
My
goodness. I was boxing it all up.
It's a restaurant, not a 911 call center.
You would not know that otherwise that day. Oh, and you know, people were out to drink too. And
so people were out partying Labor Day.
Oh
weekend.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They were enjoying it. And I mean, you know, in Denver, it was our last really warm day before we had this snowstorm.
Yeah, just so everyone knows, it snowed in Denver today. Yeah. And it was 95 degrees yesterday, 101 degrees on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it snowed today, and it's supposed to be in the 70s again.
Yeah.
So it's very strange. We're all going to be sick and coughing, and everyone's going to think we have corona here in Denver.
It's like, no, it's just the weather change. Sorry. Yeah, it happened so quickly. And I read that they have never had a time where it went from 100 degrees to snowing.
Yeah, that's what we did. That's
yep.
So it's, we broke records with that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Today was a record-breaking day.
Record-breaking day living in Denver during climate change. Love it.
Love it. But so back to Labor Day weekend. Did you celebrate Labor Day weekend when you were a drinker?
I celebrate it every day.
Yeah,
as a drinker. Labor Day, Memorial Day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right.
You know, it was all a party.
I don't remember much. I know I always did like Jersey Shore for Memorial Day weekend. I don't remember ever doing anything for Labor Day weekend. I think I just always drank.
Jersey Shore, how was that during Labor Day weekend?
Or Memorial Day weekend? I used to love it.
Is it Memorial? No, it's Labor Day.
No, I was saying that I only went there Memorial Day weekend.
Gotcha.
No.
Okay.
And it used to be just wild. I remember one time I got my tragus pierced there while I was there. But I woke up because I was blacked out when it happened. I woke up and my ear was throbbing and I was like, what the hell? I got my ear pierced. But I didn't have any cash missing and I didn't have any bank statements on my debit card.
Okay.
And still to this day, it's one of those mysteries. I'm like, how did I pay for this ear piercing? Or did I just run out of
you
there?
You were one like, of those pranks that night where people were like, we're going to pierce this guy's ear. And you ended up just really loving it.
Why did they pierce my ear in the first place? I was literally blacked out. They should not have accepted me back there. Because I know how I am when I black out. Like, I am a mess. And I can't take care of myself. I'm literally toddler version. And well, these people let me sign myself in, give them my ID, and get my ear pierced?
I can imagine. I've never been to the Jersey Shore, but I'm assuming that they don't, they allow a lot of things to slip on through, I'm assuming.
Well, I mean, I got arrested in the Jersey Shore in 2012. I got arrested for disorderly conduct. I was, what was that? I think that might have been a Memorial Day weekend too, now that I think about it. I was like being belligerent on the boardwalk and I had my underwear on the outside of my shorts. I was missing a flip-flop when I woke up in the containment room or whatever in the jail. Completely blacked out. Apparently, they got me, like, quoted telling the cop, like, oh, if you're going to arrest me, do it dirty, you pig. Like, mount me, daddy. Like, saying all these horrible, horrible things to the police officer. I actually kept the records from that because it's on paper. Everything I said quoted out. It's a good read.
I love it. Sometimes you got to keep those police reports. My first DUI, I still have that. And
oh my
I just love that whole. It says I had weed on me at the time, too. And all I remember is reading in there. I found a bag labeled ginger snaps.
Is that what you labeled?
They
snaps
put it
weed?
In the, it was weed. There was a whole bunch of weed in there, but it just in the report just saying found a bag labeled ginger snaps just got me for some reason.
I love that.
Those are the old bags I used to buy when weed was illegal back in the day.
Back in the day. Well, it's still illegal for probably most of our listeners.
Oh,
sorry
yeah.
about it, guys. Here in Denver, it is very legal to smoke weed.
It is very legal. Very, very legal.
We are going to have an episode very soon on Cali Sober and
yes.
smoking weed and being sober. So everyone stay tuned for that. That will be coming within the next couple months.
Yes.
We will get it out. But so we'll keep our comments on that.
To the DL
on the
DL
right now.
I love that. Yes. So what have you done this Memorial or is Labor Day weekend?
I threw you off with that Jersey
story. You
did.
What did you do this Labor Day weekend for yourself?
Well, not shit. I don't know. I just feel like all these drinking holidays and things don't mean shit to me anymore.
Right?
Honestly, why do I care about Memorial Day weekend? Why do I care about Labor Day weekend. I know. Well, yeah. Hold on. I know, people are going to cancel me really fast.
Right?
I know what the holidays are for. I know what July 4th is for. I'm not discrediting what the holidays actually mean. I'm literally just commenting on the drinking side of them. They don't mean shit to me in that aspect anymore.
Right?
You know what I mean?
You don't have to party. And I kind of felt that this past Monday, just because honestly yesterday someone was like, you know, you get paid time and a half.
Yeah,
right?
Time and a half.
And I was like, that didn't even cross my mind. It was just another day for me, another day to like get some money, go to work. That was all it really came down to me for, which, you know, I mean, it was Labor Day and I am a labor worker, so
yeah. I mean, I worked, I got time and a half.
Yeah,
loved it, lived for it.
Yeah.
But like, it just doesn't, those types of holidays don't ring with me or don't sit with me like I think that they did when I was a drinker.
Yeah. I mean, you had a reason to kind of make it your own day to drink, like, mm-hmm. and to drink excessively. So
yeah, it's always an excuse.
Today, I'm so sorry, you all.
That's okay. No, to drink excessively. Yeah, that's like, it's any excuse to like make everyone get on your level in the way you drank. I used to love.
Right? It almost made you feel like you were normal that day because everyone else mm-hmm. was up to your level.
Yeah,
so you're
that's
like,
one of the big things about like July 4th and Labor Day weekend, mm-hmm. stuff like that, is I used to love being able to just be crazy and everyone's on my level for one night only.
One night only.
Exactly, because every other night I was doing the same drinking,
yep.
just, you know, with
able
no
to
one.
Hide it.
Yeah,
very much able to hide it. And that was the one day you were able to be proud of your alcoholic self, mm-hmm. which is really weird to say that we actually do have days where you can celebrate being an alcoholic.
I used to be proud of those days because I used to love when people would be like stumbling and falling and I would still be like standing upright. I'm like, aha, like I can keep going.
Right. You had the Instagram like shots of like, can't hang with your shot empty and the other person has
right.
like half theirs. Like, I just saw that the other day, so that's why that came to my mind.
Wow, that was oddly specific. Like, did you do that?
No, I mean, I did do that, but yeah, it was something I saw yesterday.
Interesting.
Right? Yeah, maybe future alcoholic on the hands there.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyway, just catching up. I'm glad you're doing good with school and everything.
Yeah.
I myself, still single, still just getting used to living downtown again, or now, getting used to my new job. It's a lot not being in the serving industry anymore. It's mm-hmm. definitely a big change.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys don't know, Aubrey and I met each other because we worked at a restaurant together. So, you know, lots of drinking in the restaurant industry.
Lots and lots of drinking.
I was very scared to go back to it. So I had to, I don't know, I couldn't do it. So I had to go and get a different job. So I am doing something different. And we'll just leave it at that.
I commend you for that because you, honestly, everyone has always told me, like, from the amount of times I've tried to get sober, they say, you need to leave the restaurant industry. You just need to leave it. And I never did. As much as I probably wanted to, the money was like such a big factor for me. And like, I probably should have done it back then.
Like, I'm really going to miss the money, but I have to do it just for my own like state of mind.
Yeah.
I can't be around it all the time. I have to surround myself with something different because it's just, I don't know. It was bothering me. Not that I ever drank at work or anything. I just don't like being around it. I don't want to push a product that I don't believe in. It's just so not like me to just lie to people all day. It's just, I can't do it.
Right.
And
I
like
think that's probably one thing I figured out this time is like, I've been very straightforward with my guests now. I do bartend. And I've just, you know, I've talked to them about it. I'm sober. Like, and I told them I moved to Denver because I got sober, and they honestly very much respect me. And I feel like I can be a little bit more of myself with them and them knowing that. So I think that's something that I learned the multiple times that I relapsed
right.
doing this. I think that was, you know, it's something that is good for me now.
And I tell people that I'm sober now. I'll just tell everyone I sell weed now. Legally.
Yes, it is legal.
Legal. And I am a bud tender. I sell marijuana products. But I tell people all the time that I'm sober. That's a side topic.
It is. I feel like that's a, again, yeah.
Hold on. There's a there's a guy I was talking to on Hinge.
Okay.
And I was like straight up like almost arguing with this guy because he was saying that I wasn't sober because I smoked weed. And I literally had to say, I was like, I want you to go to Merriam-Webster.com, go to Google anything you want. And I want you to Google sober. And what does it mean? And it every single definition, everywhere you find, is going to tie alcohol with sobriety. The word sober means to abstain from alcohol.
Right.
Alcohol, period. No. And I was like trying to explain to this guy, and he's like, no, he's like, I think for a lot of people, they think of, I'm like, well, they might, but that's not literally the definition. Like that's might be what they say, but that doesn't mean it's right. Like clean is usually.
Yeah. Clean.
Drugs.
People say clean and sober.
Yeah.
Like, and you will find people at AA meetings that will just say that I am clean and sober, or like I'm sober. And I found that a lot more. When I lived in Portland, people would use sober as a reference to alcohol and clean and sober as a reference to drugs and alcohol,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
that's like a, like, I'm sure we're going to touch on that on our Cali sober episode, but yeah. I just like, it just, I don't know. I was like getting in a full, like almost an argument with this guy on this random guy on Hinge. Like just
well,
like,
and it makes you almost feel like they're discrediting you for what you've
like,
done.
Don't try and make me think I'm not sober. Like try and make me think that like the past 9 months of my life have just been nothing. Like fuck you, dude.
Right. As much as it is, it's such a big feat to be able to stop drinking.
And it's someone who did not know what he was talking about. He's not sober. He doesn't care about it. Like he's just talking out of his butt. People that don't know what they're talking about love to talk so much about it.
yes, they do. Yes, they do. And I can talking about people trying to make you feel guilty or people who like make you feel like you're less than what you are because you're sober. It's
I feel weird sometimes just because I do drink a lot of mocktails and I feel like I post them on my Instagram and I'm wondering if people are going to be like, is that a cocktail? Or like they think too much. And then I'm like, Dylan, don't worry about what they're thinking, because if they approach you, tell them the truth. Yes, that was a mocktail. You know what I mean? Like I don't have to be so worried, but sometimes I do get nervous. Or like my friend Hazley and I went to the casino last weekend and I had a Heineken Zero and we took a selfie and I had to like physically go in and comment on the picture, and I wrote, that's a alcohol free beer, just so everyone knows. And my friend Spencer commented underneath and she was like, everybody looking at this photo like and then like the eye emoji, like
right.
looking over like
right. I honestly had to do that so long myself when I first started like experimenting with the non-alcoholic beers. I had to do that, and I felt the same way. I felt like I needed to let people know this is not real alcohol, just in case you think that, you know, I'm doing something.
I hate having to do that. I just want people to know, like, I just want to like put a disclaimer on my Instagram or my Facebook and be like, I do drink mocktails. I am sober. Any picture you see, it's a fake margarita. It's a fake mojito. Like,
right. Like, don't need to do that anymore. But I mean,
I'll just give up. I'm just going to keep just posting what I want to post. And if people want to ask me about it, I'll tell them, look, yeah, of course I'm sober. You know, I don't know.
Keep it up. I actually had a question for you, and it has to do with you moving downtown.
I'm ready for it.
So like with us talking about Labor Day blowout sale, how has it been being around more liquor stores, more restaurants, more things like that?
Oh my God. It's so weird because I was thinking about that. I don't know if we talked about it, but like I always wanted to live somewhere that I could drink and like stumble home. And this is the first time in my life that I live on the same block as a bar. You know what I mean? Like, like there, the corner of my street, there's a bar, like, and it's a cheap bar that has like $3 drafts. And I'm like, oh my God, I would have loved to go there and just gotten wasted.
Right.
But it's funny. I was on a walk one day and I walked by it and I just started laughing to myself and I smiled to myself, and it was just kind of like a cathartic moment I had with myself. And I was just like, you know what? That's funny. It's like, I got my wish. I always wanted this. I got my wish, but I'm sober. So it's just like, and that's also one of my wishes too. So it's like, I always wanted to be sober, but I was, you know what I mean? It's just it's like a little like cute thing.
It's a catch 22 in a way. Is that the right?
I was going to say that, but I don't think it's that. But like, no, I just smiled to myself because I was just like, you know, this is sweet. I always wanted to live next to a bar. Now I do. And it's just funny because I don't care
You know? Crazy because I feel the same way you do. When I've always imagined myself living in the city and like finally being able to just like walk out my door and go to the neighborhood restaurant yes. and have a shot or something like that. And here I am living downtown and I don't go to the bar to have shots.
I know. It's so funny. And like when my friend Hazley was here last weekend, I took her there and obviously she had a drink and I had what did I drink? Oh, I had a cranberry and seltzer with a lime.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them for a little shot of like they had the fake Red Bull on their gun, their Speedwell gun.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That disgusting stuff that I used to drink all the time.
Yeah, I was like, so can I have a little bit of shot of the fake Red Bull? So it was a good little mocktail. But yeah, I mean, we were there. It's just I don't know. That's all I had to say about that. It's just kind of funny that that's all something I used to beg like the gods for, like, please let me afford a place downtown so I can be chic one day and have my martinis and walk down the road. And
right.
But in all reality, that shit was never going to happen. Like, I would have been, if I was still drinking, living where I am right now, it would have just been a mess. It would have been, who knows if I would have even went to that bar all the time right. or like, I would have still just been drinking by myself probably. Right. I don't know. Who knows?
Right. And I mean, you get so like caught up in that. And I've realized that like myself, I got caught up in it in the beginning and I like myself now I'm like, it's a gift that I'm sober because I actually cherish the city so much more.
Yeah. Oh my God. I think about that all the time now when I'm out and about at places, I find myself looking at architecture of buildings, mm-hmm. looking at just the layout.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird, like thing, like there's a place, oh, like three march, what is it called, Tres Margaritas downtown?
Oh, Tres Margs, yeah.
Going in there now and like looking up, it's a beautiful place, like gorgeous, right? Like every, like the whole place is so gorgeous, and I never would have appreciated a place like that before.
Right. And I think that's something that's fun also being downtown is like there's so many historic places that you can just walk into a yes. restaurant and see this beautiful architecture. Would before you would just go and be like, where's the bar? That's the beautiful yeah. architecture I'm looking for.
And it's so funny, speaking of beautiful bar architecture, just how much like is drinking done with our eyes, honestly. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you can go to the corner store and get an IPA, a can of IPA for like $3 for, you know, for just a single can.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going to go to this swanky place and spend $12 for a draft of that? It's how much drinking is done with the eyes, you know?
It's so true. The amount of like money that people will spend on going to a restaurant and having a nice shot that I like look at as an alcoholic is like, I can get 99 bananas for 99 cents.
Right.
I'm great.
Right. And I think of like Union Station, which is our train station here in Denver, which is a huge grand display of alcohol, pretty much. Like there's just a gorgeous bar in there. Like you have to go drink there when you're there. It's just, they did it so right. well and it's so expensive. They're always busy. They're always making money. But I'm like, why? Right. Why is this place inside of a train station so big, but it's just so grand and the architecture is gorgeous and it's so pretty.
Like, speaking of that, when, and this is actually a relapse story, so sorry if this is very emotional to people, but for me, I took a train ride from Portland and I was moving back home to Michigan at the time. And the last stop that I was at was Chicago. And I was in the Chicago, I think it's Grand Station. I don't think it's Central Station there. I forget. But their main terminal now, there's very gorgeous architecture. And the first thing, I had a first class ticket, just like feeling. And I walk in and the first thing they have is this like nice display of like alcohol and this beautiful, gorgeous like clock tower behind it. And it was just like... And right then and there, I was like, I want a Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. How long were you sober at the time?
At the time, I was sober 3 months. And,
oh, wow. Okay.
And I was actually, part of me drinking was being pissed off. I actually got kicked out of my sober house in Portland because of some things that they said I tested positive for, which I actually had never done before in my life. And I ended up getting kicked out. So at that time, I was like, well... if I'm going to get kicked out because I, you know, I am sober and I'm still testing positive for drugs, I might as well just go and drink anyway.
Oh, so you kind of were just like,
mm-hmm. So that was a, it was a whole like thing, but that it's funny because it was that like gorgeous, because I made it the whole train ride. I was so angry that whole train ride, but I was like, I'm going to prove them wrong. I'm not going to drink. Got into Chicago.
And you had already made it 3 months. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I made it that whole train ride. All I had was 4 hours left to get from Chicago to Ann Arbor. And I relapsed right in Chicago because of that beautiful, like, display of everything.
Oh, my God. Let us know if you guys want to hear more stories about any kind of relapse or any struggles or anything that we had getting sober. I have not had that moment yet.
And
I don't want to say yet.
I don't think it's ever bad to say yet or not. I mean, you trust yourself, so.
Yeah. Well,
I think you got it. I know you got it.
Yeah,
you
know. I mean, yeah, who knows? Just kidding. I hope you guys enjoyed this kind of like random just catch up episode. We just wanted to have a moment. We're both pretty busy in our lives right now. We just wanted to kind of have a moment to catch up and have you guys get to know us a little bit better, get to meet us, hear how we talk.
Yeah.
You know.
It was more of our lives, not more of just us telling stories.
Yeah. So. But we'll get back to the story.
Oh, we will. Oh, we will.
Well, until next time, I hope you get home safely tonight.
Yeah.
It's snowing here.
It's nice. The snow has like calmed down a little bit, so it's not as bad.
Aubrey, where can the people find us on Instagram?
Find us at the Sober Gay Podcast.
Okay. And where can they email us?
At the Sober Gay at gmail.com.
Yes.
Except don't put the at, just the Sober Gay at gmail.com.
Well, until next time,
stay sober, girl.
High five.